And now, another episode of the I Am Inside Track.
There are many, many people out there who say they want to write a book. However, only a small percentage of people ever actually write a book. An even smaller percentage will actually go ahead and polish and publish that book. And, you guessed it, an even smaller percentage of that percentage will go on to write multiple books, to corner a niche and become truly successful. This is actually kind of silly. There are almost no barriers to entry these days. You could write a book today and publish it today, if you could write quickly and were familiar with the steps to publishing already. There are, in fact, authors who do keep up this kind of schedule, or very close to it. You have a book in you. You have multiple books in you. You have many things that you can teach people in your niche. You have a unique perspective that people will really pay attention to. You are the perfect author for a subset of readers out there. They're waiting for you. They need you. Don't be one of those people who always dream of writing and publishing a book, but never follow through with it. Don't worry about waiting for someone to agree to publish your work. Publish your own work. Take control of your own success, and don't let anyone or anything stop you. Consider this the first day of the rest of your life. No matter what your specific motivations for publishing on Kindle, things are going to change dramatically for you. You'll be able to write quickly and well if you follow this method. You'll be able to hit the spot perfectly when it comes to what your readers need and want. Believe it or not, it's very easy to write nonfiction books. People are understandably scared of writing fiction for the first time, because you have to create entire worlds. You have to start from scratch every time, and that can be intimidating. I think you can definitely learn how to do that if that's one of your goals. But nonfiction certainly hits the spot for a number of reasons, and it's certainly the only choice for many entrepreneurs. Writing nonfiction is the easiest way to go as a writer. When you're writing nonfiction, you don't have to make it up as you go along like you do with a fiction story. The facts are there. Your opinions are there. All you have to do is put it together in a way that is easy to digest for your readers. You've also, no doubt, written nonfiction before, so you're an old pro even if you haven't thought of it that way before. You had to write content like this in school, starting from your elementary school years. You already have all the practice you need to be able to do this well. Now, it's just a matter of removing the mindset barriers that stand in your way. You have to believe you can do it. You have to tap the skills you were already taught and combine them with what I'm presenting to you today. Even if you've never written nonfiction before, I believe that you can and will be successful if you follow a plan. Do some solid research and write as if you were writing to a friend. Write in an easy-to-follow, conversational tone, and don't be afraid to let your personality shine. Another beautiful thing is that writing will get easier and easier as you gain more experience. You'll be able to write faster and faster with each book. Some people can write 10,000 words in a day. Many people can write 5,000 words in a day. Everyone can write 2,500 words in a day with a little practice. Most people just have rusty techniques. They take too long researching. They are inefficient in their steps or don't have a system at all. They try to write without direction. They overcomplicate it in every single way. You're not going to do that. You're going to stick with it. I'm very excited for you because this is really going to change things in your life and business. Anyone can do this. You have access to a computer, which means you have all you need to be able to quickly write an amazing, excellent nonfiction book for Kindle. I'm not talking about writing and releasing crap like other books teach you to do. Write and release great, short nonfiction books that your readers will love. One of the best ways to make writing a book less scary is to think about how you would teach a friend something. If you're knowledgeable about a topic or about how to do something and your friend asked you how to do it, how would you help them? Say they sent you an email asking 10 or 20 questions about a topic you're knowledgeable about. Would you be able to answer all of their questions, or would you freak out because it's just too much to do? I have no doubt that you would think absolutely nothing of just going down the list and happily and easily answering their questions. You would offer helpful tips and advice based on your experience and the knowledge you've collected. You'd find relevant links to help them. You'd break things down step by step because you really want to help your friend. That's exactly what you're doing now when you write a short, focused nonfiction book for Kindle. You're breaking things down and making things easy for the people in your audience. You're talking to them through your book in a conversational, friendly tone. You can just be yourself and inject your personality along the way. When you prepare to write your book, you'll create a list of topics to talk about and making the answers approachable and helpful for your readers as you write. Just like the scenario when you went down the list to answer the questions your friend asked you. You have to get over the mindset that writing a book is hard. It's not hard. It truly is as simple as writing up some helpful text for your readers in an easy and conversational tone. I know you can do it, and you will do it if you make it a priority. Do yourself a favor and don't just set this aside to do later on. Do it now while you're motivated. Write your first book while you're pumped up, and the second book will be so much easier. Signing off for now, this has been the I Am Inside Track.
Thanks for listening. For more, visit the IAminsideTrack.com.